Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. Israel has come under attack from Iran again, with a number of rocket strikes being reported in the country's central area. 12 people have been taken to hospital and searches are now being conducted in part of the metropolitan Tel Aviv area. President Trump has called for the two sides in this latest conflict to agree a ceasefire. The government has announced a national policing operation to target people who sexually exploited children. The National Crime Agency will be used to lead a push against grooming, which comes after the government ordered a national inquiry into previous cases. New figures are showing the number of drug driving convictions rose by more than 13% last year. The AA says that's an indication the offence is becoming more prevalent. Jack Cousins is from the motoring organisation.
Whilst that's good that we're seeing police forces catching people in the act, it's really rather worrying. People are even trying to test it in the first place. It is an incredibly dangerous thing to do, and we simply need to do more to stamp it out.
A man is due in court later on today following violent disorder in Northern Ireland. The 23-year-old's been charged with riot after being arrested over last week's trouble in Ballymena. And the Trump administration is looking into banning more people from entering the United States. Citizens from 12 countries are currently barred from travelling. A further 36 nations could be added to the list. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
Ready to plant 2 feet firmly into Monday and a new week? It's Lucy Coward here to help, along with a lot of fantastic music.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Back at Alf from Zion, here's The Watchman singing. The music of J.S. Bach was performed by the English Baroque Soloists and the Monteverdi Choir under John Elliott Gardner. Before that, Maxim Vengerov and Virtuosi brought us the meditation from Theis by Massenet. Right, Monday, June the 16th. How are you doing then? How was the weekend? I helped to celebrate two birthdays, which is something of a dream scenario. So are you ready to go again with a new week? It's Lucy Coward to help make it as gentle and pleasant as possible with Early Breakfast on Classic FM. Baby steps, you could say.
Thank you.
In the steps of Central Asia by Borodin, the Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra had Nemi Yervi in charge. You know, Gothenburg is affectionately known as Little London. I didn't know that. Apparently it's because it has rainy winters, ties to Britain dating back 200 years, and dozens of proper pubs. And what else must you do anywhere in Sweden, Gothenburg or otherwise? Partake of fika, the custom of enjoying coffee and cake with a friend. So shall you and I do that now over this morning's early breakfast piano piece? The most popular choice in Sweden for such things is a cinnamon bun. But I'm fine with the breaking of tradition. Jaffa cake, digestive, whatever, all good. And as for coffee, well, it played a big part in the life of the man who composed our moment of keyboard calm today, actually. Beethoven regularly had coffee on his shopping list, we know. He also regularly met Haydn for a coffee, but whether the claim that he used to count out precisely 60 coffee beans when making his own cup, well, there's no credible evidence for it. Regardless, let us settle now for fika, as Daniel Barenboim plays us something from one of Beethoven's most famous compositions for piano.
Thank you.
Daniel Barenboim playing the opening movement of Beethoven's Moonlight Piano Sonata for our moment of piano peace this morning on Early Breakfast on Classic FM. Esther Yu, the soloist, with the Philharmonia Orchestra performing Tchaikovsky's Melody on Classic FM, with Vladimir Ashkenazy directing. And still to come before five, music from a man who's proving he's still got the live performance goods at the age of 83, and something for Sibelius's 50th birthday present.
Classic FM.
For over 60 years, WWF have been working to protect and restore nature, so future generations have a world with thriving habitats and wildlife. You can make a difference by adopting a sea turtle from £5 a month, helping communities monitor and protect turtle nesting grounds in Fiji. It's a huge challenge, but if we all act together, there is hope. Search WWF Adopt a Turtle and help bring our world back to life.
Over 50s life cover from Post Office guarantees acceptance for 50 to 80 year olds with no health checks and a gift card worth £125 plus 24/7 online GP access. It's never too late to start something new, like life cover or hitting the open road. Visit www.postoffice.co.uk/cover-me. Offer ends 30th of March 2026. Minimum premiums apply. GP access is non-contractual and may be withdrawn anytime. Total payments could exceed payout.
I've had a few. Jimmy was my first. He was gorgeous and gave me so much space. Then there was Lorenzo. He was exciting, but also reliable. Elvis is my latest. I love him the most. He makes me feel so warm with his heated seats and steering wheel. It might sound strange to love a car and name them, but it's not just me. Almost every Honda Jazz owner stays with the Jazz and buys another. True love starts with a test drive. Honda, the power of dreams.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Well, Paul Simon is touring North America at the moment. He's come out of retirement, and according to the reviews I've read of his performances over the last week or so, it's a magical evening. And he sings that, The Sound of Silence, at the very end, apparently the last song by himself under a spotlight. And it's a stunning moment by all accounts. We heard a solo guitar and strings arrangement of it brought to us by Miloš Karadalić and the 12 Ensemble. Prior to that, Sakari Oromo conducted the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra as they played Anitra's Dance from Grieg's Peer Gynt Suite. This is Classic FM, and this is Mozart's last piano concerto.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 27. We heard the second movement played by Mitsuko Uchida and the Cleveland Orchestra. This is Classic FM, where our star in the spotlight this week is composer Dario Marianelli, as it's 20 years since we heard his wonderful score to Joe Wright's film adaptation of Pride and Prejudice. And to mark it, the score is being released on vinyl. But there's so much more to Dario than that. He won an Oscar for his score to Atonement. He also scored Paddington 2. So get a bit more acquainted with this brilliant composer with Margarita Taylor this afternoon. She's with you from 4 and will be playing some of his best recordings every day this week after 6. Thank you. the finale to the Symphony No. 5 by Sibelius, which he was commissioned to write to mark his 50th birthday. Paavo Järvi conducted the Orchestra of Paris. Well, we'll hear something from a production that is haunting, spectacular and beautiful in equal measure after the latest news on Classic FM. Plus, I've got a dawn chorus this morning that's infinite.
Classic FM.
You're looking good, you're looking sharp, you've come so far.
Righty here, I'm just giving the Gillette Labs razor a go, and it's smooth. 5 long-lasting blades, and it's got a flex disc that adapts to my gorgeous face. Done in no time, then it goes back on its magnetic stand for a finish almost as good as one of mine.
When things don't go to plan, you need car insurance you can rely on. That's why at NFU Mutual, we pay out on 99% of car insurance claims with no quibble. And if you're hit by an at-fault, uninsured driver, your no-claims discount is protected. Conditions apply. We do this so you can enjoy the more important things. No wonder we're a Which? Recommended car insurance provider, January 2025. For quality car insurance you can rely on, join NFU Mutual today.
I've had a few. Jimmy was my first. He was gorgeous and gave me so much space. Then there was Lorenzo. He was exciting, but also reliable. Elvis is my latest. I love him the most. He makes me feel so warm with his heated seats and steering wheel. It might sound strange to love a car and name them, but it's not just me. Almost every Honda Jazz owner stays with the Jazz and buys another. True love starts with a test drive. Honda, the power of dreams.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. Iranian state media is reporting the head of Tehran's intelligence agency has been killed by Israeli strikes. The Islamic Republic also claims 224 people have died since Friday, while more than 1,200 suffered injuries. The international security expert, Professor Anthony Gleese, believes Israel has chosen its moment carefully.
If Iran had been in a position to really knock Israel out, it would have done so. The fact that air superiority is Israel's shows Tehran is losing.
Officials in the US say a man suspected of shooting dead a Minnesota politician and her husband has been arrested. 57-year-old Vance Bolt has been detained following an extensive manhunt which began on Saturday. The National Crime Agency is to lead a nationwide operation to target grooming gangs. The Home Secretary, Yvette Cooper, says vulnerable young girls have now grown into brave women who are demanding justice. A report into the water industry is due to be published later on today. It's been compiled by a group of MPs, which is describing the sector as failing.